This is News Talk.
Well, as you can imagine, that announcement from the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, about the restrictions is on the front of every single Irish newspaper this morning. Also, extraordinary picture on two of the papers by Gareth Cheney, who's a very well-known photographer, well-known on the beat, taking lots of pictures of the Irish political scene. But he went into a bar yesterday, and it's the most extraordinary picture on the front of the Irish Times and the Irish Examiner of the Taoiseach's address to the nation being shown on a TV screen in an empty pub yesterday. And it's just one of those pictures I think that we'll see in years to come when we try and remember what life was like in 2020. It's a gorgeous picture, but particularly poignant. Anyway, the front of the Irish Times: Varadkar warns lockdown could last until early March. As I say, it's all lockdown on the front of the papers this morning. The state will enter its third lockdown tomorrow, Christmas Eve, as a range of restrictions take effect between then and the new year in an attempt to control surging levels of COVID-19 infections. And that newspaper says that privately, senior government figures expect a dramatic increase in cases of the virus over the coming days. Now, we got a warning yesterday, it kind of came out of Cabinet, that ministers had been warned cases would be in the region of 900 yesterday evening. So we kind of expected it. I have to say it was still a shock, though, to see in black and white 970 cases, very close to 1,000 cases recorded yesterday, along with 13 further deaths. And Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said there was exponential growth in the numbers of people infected with the virus. And he was warning that on the current trajectory, we could see case numbers at 1,000 a day before Christmas and perhaps 2,000 a day before New Year's Eve. And when you look, we 300 odd cases last Tuesday, 970 last night. Today or tomorrow, we certainly could see us break the 1,000 mark. Also yesterday, the government announced it had updated its advice for people who've travelled from Britain to Ireland since the 8th of December. And you do wonder, are people doing this? But the advice calls on people to self-isolate in their room rather than restricting their movements from the date of arrival into Ireland for 14 days. And there's a certain level of irony there. You know, we get the advice on December 22nd and you're supposed to have paid attention to that advice since the 8th of December. You can't retrospectively go back and isolate. But anyway, that's the latest advice. The Irish Examiner there, again, we'll meet threat head on. More about level 5. That paper saying that Pascal Donoghue, the finance minister, says the latest restrictions involving pub and restaurant closures will cost an extra 20 to 25 million euro under the COVID payments. And it's expected that between 250,000 and 300,000 people will be unemployed in 2021. Also, just staying with the pubs, I think some people might feel this is a little bit mean-spirited. It's on the front of the Irish Examiner because the Department of Social Protection was asked to conduct site visits of hospitality businesses during Christmas week to make sure staff have signed off the pandemic unemployment payment. So these are staff working in, you know, the hospitality sector, pubs, hotels or whatever, and inspectors were going in to make sure that they were off the payment. Obviously, you can understand the reason why. We don't want that happening. But I think some people might feel it's a little bit mean-spirited given the difficulties that workers in that particular industry face. I'll give you some of the other headlines before we move away from COVID. And thank God, says you. The Irish Independent: fears over new strain leave country facing lockdown until spring. The Irish Daily Mail: in lockdown for months. The Herald: closed encounters of the third lockdown kind. The Irish Sun: it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. The Irish Daily Star: spring break. And finally for you, the Irish Daily Mirror: it'll be lonely this Christmas. And they have a photograph, another poignant photograph, of one man watching the Taoiseach's address in a Dublin pub. Now we move on to other stories, going to the Irish Examiner there, and a really frightening story, particularly if you're a driving instructor or a driving tester, I should say, because more than 50 incidents of aggression, threats and damage to property have been reported involving driving test candidates over the past 2 years. Do you know what what the worry about this is. I mean, we hear a lot about road rage, particularly worrying if these are people who are just about to get their licence. They're only learner drivers going for their test, and already they're showing signs of aggression. The Road Safety Authority has recorded 46 instances of general aggression reported by testers since January 2019. And these include things like abusive language, physical threats, and other intimidating behaviour. In one of two cases where a driving test candidate displayed minor physical aggression, a bin was thrown across the room, if you don't mind, after, I assume, they didn't pass their driving test. There was also one case of material damage where a third party, understood to be a partner or relative of a candidate, was aggressive towards staff. And driver testers are warned that some candidates can become upset regardless of the test result, and the tester should remain calm and in control of the situation and should not allow themselves to be provoked. So that's a bit of a worry. Another bit of a worry is the whole area of illegal dog sales and the puppy trade in this country. And I'm sure you know people who got dogs during lockdown. A lot of people did. There was a huge increase in it. And this demand for dogs has driven puppy prices up by more than four or five times their usual value, according to this article in the Irish Independent. And illegal breeders are cashing in on the demand for puppies, with puppy farmers stepping in to fill the supply gap. And there's an example here. A pedigree dog that usually sells for around €500 is now going for between 2,500 and 3,000 euro. And you know, it's certainly big business here. Illegal puppy farmers could have up to 100 females that they breed three times a year, and each could have between five and six puppies selling for €2,000. So there's a lot of money involved in this, and despite all of the talk of clamping down on illegal dog sales, it's certainly still going on social media anyway. And obviously the advice is, please, if you can and you need a dog, well, first of all, don't get one at Christmas, too much upheaval. But secondly, check with your local pounds, check with the local charities that have lots and lots of beautiful dogs available for you to adopt. And we won't even get into the whole area of dog theft at the moment, because that's another big issue in this country. We'll stay with your favourite pets. And the Daily Express has a story about cats this morning, which is that all cats in the UK could have to be microchipped by law. And you could face a £500 fine if you don't get your cat microchipped. So vets, cat owners and members of the public are giving evidence to the UK's Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. A survey showed 99% of people supported making microchipping of cats mandatory. And one charity, Cats Protection, estimates 2.6 million cats in the UK are not chipped. Don't know what the figure will be like in Ireland, but anyone I know with a cat, I don't think they have them microchipped. And it is very handy, of course, because lots of cats go missing or go stray. 8 out of 10 strays handed in to adoption centres in England were unchipped. So now they're looking at bringing in that. And you know what? What usually happens is when a lot of these laws are brought in the UK, we follow suit. So we'll see, is that brought in here? Now, lockdown, you may have thought people were sort of eating and drinking a lot more. It also turns out that people are getting a lot fitter, because 4 out of 10 Irish people got fitter this year due to lockdown. New figures show, this is in the Irish Mirror, the numbers walking, cycling and running all rose sharply in 2020, with exercise cited by 64% of people as a tool to manage and improve mental health. And obviously that's very, very timely, given that we're facing another lockdown now. And according to the Tenio Sport and Sponsorship Index, walking is the nation's preferred form of exercise, with 62% of the population walking to keep fit, and that's up from 44% last year. So you can see the implications of it, and obviously that's with gyms closed as well. A lot of people, you know, when they were closed, felt, well, we have to do some different form of exercise. Now, staying with the Irish Daily Mirror, the On Post are in the headlines to do with Santa and the big man getting ready. It's Christmas Eve, so he's a lot of work to do over the next 48 hours. And On Post is issuing a plea to the country's children to help make it easier for Santa to reply to their letters. So obviously every year lots and lots of children write to Santa, scribbling down what toys they want and any burning questions they may have for Santa Claus. And An Post has been helping Santa to reply to children's letters free of charge for more than 30 years. He gets about 140,000 letters through An Post every year, and that's not counting the ones that are sent up the chimney. And Emer Breen of An Post said what would be a big, big help to Santa would be that if you included your home address in the letter, because only 50% of the letters they receive have a home address, so Santa isn't able to reply. Now, don't worry, he does obviously see the messages, but he just may not be able to reply to them. Finally, staying with Christmas, and we'll go to The Guardian. And of course, we had our big Wear to Care event here on News Talk last week, where we were all wearing our Christmas jumpers. But it turns out that sales of Christmas jumpers have fallen for the first time in almost a decade. And that's despite companies like Lidl and Microsoft introducing their own nostalgic versions. Sales of Christmas jumpers have been sluggish. And one expert, Professor Angela McRobbie, who is at Goldsmiths College in London, said basically what she's suggesting is because so many people are working from home, there's less of a novelty now with wearing a Christmas jumper. She says, since for so many months professional attire has been downgraded, no one knows if and when there'll be a return to the office, the sweaters make less sense sartorially. They signalled a welcome but temporary escape from the office. So because people are sort of wearing their pyjamas and dressing gowns at home, not so much of a novelty to wear a Christmas jumper. However, while sales of the festive jumpers may be down, there has been an increase in Christmas onesies, pajamas and loungewear as people get used to the new normal. There we go. Very interesting indeed.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is News Talk.